Hey everybody, welcome to the Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, contribute, solve some issues. Save the planet, not a bad concept, and cooperate. I'm also published throughout the internet as well. You can find me just about anywhere these days, as well as you can get me to byebyebluesky.com, Gag Canada. Byebyebluesky.com and myself are going to be in Toronto April 6th through 8th for the Green Show. So if you haven't heard, come on up. We'll be waiting to see you. Alrighty, I'm going to get right into it. Okay, at the last show, I got into talking about cause and effect. And in that show, I got into some pretty heavy stuff in regarding to why you're getting cancer, why you're getting autoimmune, why are you getting this, why are you getting that, and how basically the general theme of the day is to deal with the cause. Why are we dealing with the cause? Because. Because it's the cause. Now, the reason why we're dealing with the cause is because we keep you in a circle. And as long as you're in that circle, you're going to keep on coming back for more and more and more. So, in that, everything is about our DNA. And everything's about attacking our DNA and altering our DNA. And you got goofballs and dummies and everybody else trying their best to give you the greatest and latest, the most wonderfulest products that have all kinds of nano in it, which will further exasperate and destroy your DNA. And they don't care. They're going to give you whatever theme they're going to give you. You know, you have to understand that for some of these supplements to even work, some of these antioxidants, some of these minerals, some whatever, you have to have certain components already in the body for them to work properly anyway. If you're lacking certain minerals, you can't produce certain enzymes, which means you can't trigger certain reactions in the system. It's just the way it goes. You know, you got to have this in order to have this to get this. You know, sometimes you need a free radical or you need oxidation in the body to trigger an immune response or an autoimmune response, an antioxidant response, an enzymatic response. Without that that oxidation activation, you don't get the response you're looking for. So we have to start thinking in terms of, okay, my DNA is being assaulted. I've been exposed to nanoparticulates. I've been exposed to frequencies. I've been exposed to DNA damaging materials. I've been exposed to things that are breaking down in my mitochondria. As a result, now I have XY factor manifesting as a result of that destruction. So what we need to do now is, first and foremost, if you don't really have anything going on, you might want to start thinking in terms of, what can I do to minimize, maximize my ability to be more resistant to being compromised? And this is called adaptogen, or adapting, okay? Having the adaptability so that you can resist, fortify, strengthen, or whatever. When we're talking all in all, in regard to what we can do, adaptogens go a long way in protecting our DNA. Certain herbs go a long way in protecting our DNA. Let's look at some basic fundamental herbs that you can get at any grocery store, at any, just about any herb shop, almost anywhere, and grow them yourself. This is even better because now you have control. Okay. Keep that in mind. This is all about you being in control, you taking care of yourself, you having your own destiny in your hand, not relying on a grocery chain, not relying on a health food industry which basically has no ethical or moral value whatsoever. When you got goofballs selling you nonsense that can strip a man's manhood away or strip a woman's womanhood away, you know, something's wrong with that. This is complete destruction of the genetic core of mankind. And this is what they're doing here. So just, if they're doing this in this industry, then you need to seriously take a look at what is going on and you take control. Now let's look at rhodiola. Let's look at rosemary. Let's look at sage, thyme, peppermint. You know, sage, thyme, peppermint, rosemary. Wow. are these common herbs that we can grow in our backyards, which were, or grow in a covered backyard? Can we grow these things? Yes. Pound for pound, rosemary is one of the most potent plants out there as far as protectability, antioxidant properties, hormone regulating properties, liver supporting and protective properties, brain managing properties, heart regulating properties. It goes a long way in fortifying the system because of all the components it has. Some of the things it has is something called apigenin and luteolin. These two words you want to write down, record, go over, look up. Apigenin, luteolin. How many of you take hawthorn leaf for teas for your heart? It has luteolin and apigenin as well, which also can block mutations from estrogen. Ooh, blocking mutations from estrogen. Wow. And done on a cheap. Whoa, it's easy. It's cheap. All you do is make a tea. If you want something stronger, extract it in alcohol or mix it with vinegar. And if you want something stronger than that, then do the old-fashioned extract and cook down method. Basically, you extract something in alcohol, put it in a pot or a slow cooker or a hot plate with a spinner, and you cook it down. So say you're putting 16 ounces or approximately just under 500 mils, which is 17 ounces. So you're putting in 16 ounces, 17 ounces in a container that you can put in a hot plate to spin down or cook down, and you bring it down to about 2 ounces or 50 mils. You've now hyper-concentrated these components, and then all you would need to do is take a drop to get the fortification you're looking for, and you'd be getting something along the lines of pharmaceutical, because you are now making these things pharmaceutically graded. In other words, you're purifying them and concentrating them down to a point now they're becoming more medicinal. Okay, not that they're pharmaceutical or they're of anything to do with the pharmacy, but the point I'm trying to get is now you can control it. You can control what you're doing. Okay, when you're cooking things, okay, you can add certain condiments like ginger, garlic, galangal, onion, turmeric, you know, rosemary, sage, thyme. So now these things are fusing in your food, which acts as an antidote or a neutralizer to some of the things that's in the food, hormones that might be in the food. Okay, this is where your rosemary, sage, thyme will bind with those estrogenic hormones that they're pumping into the cattle and help take them out the door. By combining zinc with the rosemary and the sage and the turmeric and other things that can remove the estrogens out the door because of the luteolin and the apigenin, the zinc also can help for those of you who are men, who are of mankind. This can help maintain and sustain your testosterone so that your heart doesn't fail you, so that your brain stays functioning. And if you're still active below the waist, it will function as well too. You will help you maintain your strength, help you maintain your constitution, make you more resistant to diseases or being sick or being taken over. See, we can do it. It's all about you taking control. Okay, I don't want to leave you women out, because some of you women say, well, you're just being all macho there. You're talking about testosterone. We don't, you know, we're not like the men. We have a little bit, well, you know, but you women have a different dynamic. You need these same herbs in order to regulate the estrogens or the estrogenic chemicals you're consuming that can cause mutated estrogens to occur in your body. You are being exposed to high levels of aluminum. That aluminum is what they call a metalloestrogen. That's not the only estrogen you're being exposed to. You're also being exposed to dishwashing soaps, detergents, you know, plastics, even your your hygiene products will have these estrogens in them. So when you are, or components that can affect the estrogen production in your body. So when you're exposed to these things, they can now mutate on your receptors, causing problems for you. Okay, you need estrogen just like men need testosterone for the heart, for the brain, and for down below. So now what do? We got to take things that are going to be anti-aluminum or anti-estrogenic. Well, there goes your rosemary, your sage, your thyme, your savior, your oregano, your marjoram, peppermint, spearmint. Whoa, you got a whole bunch there. We can now extract that. We can put them, we can fuse them with vinegar. We can fuse them with alcohol. We can make teas out of them. We can put a combination of these herbs and fuse them in a bucket or in a pail or in a pot. And then what happens? Now we have a tincture that has all these components. And let's say I want to amplify them. All right, then I will cook them down. In other words, cooking down means essentially, if I extracted something in an alcohol base, if I extract something in an alcohol base, and then I put it in a pot or slow cooker or whatever, and I reduce it or cook it down, which is reducing it down to, so say, 16 or 17 ounces to 2 ounces, then you've reduced it and concentrated it. Now you have it at your disposal. And now you made it strong enough where you are now, like I said, when you take it, it's going to have a bigger potency. Just so you know that you can do the, like I said, you can make this. You can also use things like Epsom salt. Epsom salt, like I said, Epsom salt, like I said, will help flush out the aluminum. So again, when we're looking at the aluminum that can bind to the receptors, okay, and that can activate the receptors, you've got something very simple you can buy at any dollar store in North America. Again, using a teaspoon and a liter of water, which is about 32 ounces or 33 ounces of water, dissolve it and sip on it all day, and it will continue to help pull out the things that are binding to you. You know what I mean? So again, you have to, like I said, understand that we can take the power on this. We can deal with this. Okay, we're dealing now with DNA damage from frequency devices, okay? You're being targeted as a targeted individual. They're hitting you with all kinds of beams and whatnots and frequencies and signals and cell phones and computers and Wi-Fi and all these things, and you're being hit. You're hearing voices in your head saying, you can't win. You can't win. Just die. Here, take this and kill yourself. Oh, jump off the cliff. Get in front of that car. Just go. You're not worth nothing. You're useless. You're a piece of dung. You're just whatever, and you hear this crap all the time. Or you're seeing all kinds of wild images, weird perversions that are pumping through your head, perversions that just scare the hell out of you. You know that's not coming from you. Okay, that's not coming from you. So the first thing that you got to do is, number one, not submit to the bullshit. That's what it is. Do not submit. Fight it. Be aggressive with it. Attack it in your head. If I'm going to go, I'm going to take your sorry backside with me. That's the attitude you got to have. Don't cower. Don't try to run away from it. You can't run. They can tag your DNA anywhere on the planet unless you're shielded in a mountain or in a cave or in some sort of shielded barrier where your DNA isn't resonating on a frequency level. They can find you. So there's no point in running. You've got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Okay? All you have now is to fight. You've been made to feel you're incapacitated. You've been made to feel that you're useless. You've been made to feel that you can't do nothing. Then you got to start changing the paradigm of what you're thinking. The whole idea of getting a job is all horse hockey. Okay? All horse hockey. What you need is an enterprise. And because they incapacitated you, start building an enterprise. Now, say you say, well, I'm so messed up. Well, then start hooking up with other TIs. Look, there are strengths in numbers. You cannot do anything for yourself if you don't have the equity to get what you need to build. There's no way. So if you are a TI and you know other TIs, get together. You know, get together. There's strength in numbers, number one. Number two, build an enterprise so that you can start developing technology that you can shove up their backside. So that you can make repulsing devices that can repel the beams back at them. Okay? Start thinking this way. We are at war. This is a war going on your personage. If someone came up to you and threatened to fight you, you would defend yourself if you could. You would defend yourself to the best of your ability until it was over. That is the same principle we're dealing with. You just can't see your antagonist. That's the only difference. You can't see your antagonist. You cannot see the perpetrator that is firing the gun. But you know they're firing the gun. So you don't even have to know the frequency. All you have to know is if it's a radio frequency, an EMF, ELF, RF, okay? If you know this, then you can design things to repel these frequencies. And if you can figure a way to come up with devices that you can direct those frequencies right back to the source, that's how you have to start to think. Now, some of you are going to say to me, well, I don't know how to do this. Learn. See, this is the other thing that's going on with a lot of people today, those of us who've been hit with nano poisoning and all the other things. We have been called out, number one. We have been made to be awoken, number two. We had to quit what we were doing because what we were doing was feeding the system. So when we came out of the system, which is the biggest fight for a lot of us because we think of what, you know, that all that time we wasted in a matrix system that was doing nothing but draining our life force and sending us basically to early grave, using us as the ends and the means and the power. So when you wake up, and those of you who are awake, you know what I'm talking about, okay? You know now the bullsh that's been going on, and now you know that the whole thing has been nothing but a lie. For those of you who are targeted individuals, this is your wake-up call, you know. The wake-up call to let you know that everything you've been doing up until this point has been a lie. It's been a deception. It's been a manipulation. It's been bullsh all the way around. And once you embrace that and you'll get past your fear, then you're going to get good and mad. And then you're going to start getting more active and interactive. And then you're going to start doing research. And I'm going to tell you all, you're going to have to change the way you're thinking because what you're thinking is nothing but matrix mayhem, matrix chaos. Give you an example of matrix chaos. You've been taught all your life, if you work hard, you'll succeed. If you work hard, you just bleed. You notice that people who don't work hard make the most money. Let's take a look at your politicians. Take a look at your judges. Let's take a look at your lawyers. Do they work hard? No, but they may sure as hell make a lot of money, don't they? So if I'm going to measure success with the financial gain I am earning, then I am going about it the wrong way. I should be working less to make more. That's the actual matrix paradigm that exists right now. So if you're working your ass off trying to think, oh, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to climb that ladder, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to work hard. The only thing you're going to work at doing is putting yourself in a box a lot faster. And when it comes time to retirement, and those of you who are retired know what I'm talking about here. You worked your backsides off all your life. At the end of the road, you get this meager paycheck, this pension, it isn't worth a hill of beans. And the guy next to you who didn't do anything got the same paycheck. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? That tells you that the Matrix was nothing but a lie. Doesn't matter if you work hard or you don't work hard. In the end, you get the same. So start developing enterprises, everybody. Whether you're a TI or not, everybody should be thinking about it. If you've got a job, think of your job as a sporting event. You are the athlete. You're being paid the mega bucks because you got the job. But just like everything in life, things have a tendency to change. And if you start getting, if you get a wake-up call or targeted, you're going to change very quickly, especially if you're going the wrong way. This is God tapping you on the shoulder. Time to wake up. You ain't got time for the snooze button. You know, that's how it is. That's the way it is. Starting enterprises could be anything. I'm going to give you some ideas there, too. You can open up a shop at eBay, Amazon. Doesn't take much. You can go buy things from different places, even at yard sales. Put them up. Somebody will pay the price that you're asking for that product. You can start to become autonomous. You can't go out in the working field with a job if you're constantly being hammered with nanotechnology. You're being broken down. You've got no strength. You can barely sleep. You can barely stay awake. You can barely eat, some of you. You can barely breathe, some of you. So how the heck are you going to get a job? See, that's the mentality they got you, because they got you so focused on getting a bloody job. I need a job. Oh, job. Job, job, job. That's a lie. You need an income. You don't need a job, because you have to pay your way through life. But you need also a better concept in regarding to how to do that. So you being targeted, you being hit, you being wakened up, this is the reality that you're being made to look at. The old school concept are for slugs and mules who don't know any better, don't have a brain. They would be left behind in the dust. If they think they're going to keep on going to a job and working a job, making that big buck, and it's going to be forever, you worry about you. And you worry about how you are going to establish an enterprise so that you can now have the autonomy that's required so you can do the research you're supposed to be doing in order to find the answers to what's going on. If you're being hit with nanotechnology or nanobiology or synthetic biology, we have never, ever been hit with that before. And that's designed to literally take out your DNA and overwrite your genetic code. That's why you're all feeling so sick. Your body is being compromised. They flag something in the sky. They spray whatever they're spraying. You breathe that in, those particulates, and then they affect the system because now those particulates start assembling in your system, further exasperating your genetic code and your DNA. It disarms your DNA. It disarms your gut. It disarms you so that it can now have better access to facilitate its takeover. That's how it works, you know. And all it needs is a frequency to modulate. All it needs is something to activate it, and away we go. Don't yield. That's another thing you have to do in order to protect yourself. When you're in that fight mode, your body works at a higher operational system, and it will slow down whatever is going on. You have to recognize that you're in a war. Fight. Don't say no. Don't say, oh, I'm losing. I can't. Oh, yeah. I hear this crap all the time. You know, I've gotten people contacting me now from around the planet. My emails have jumped up exponentially. I may not be able to get to you guys for a matter of days sometimes because I get so many emails now. It's incredible what I'm getting. And the theme I tell everybody is the same thing. Use your brain. You know, I'm telling all of you before you ask me these dumb questions that some of you ask me, you know, in regard to nano and can I eat oatmeal? No grain means no grain. Okay? No grain means no grain. Now, I'm hoping, it's sounding like it's coming out in English in my ears. I'm hoping it's not coming out in Swahili in yours. No grains means no grains. No oatmeal. No rye. No wheat, no barley, no sorghum, no quinoa, no millet. These are pseudo grains. No spelt, no buckwheat. Leave all these things alone. They are designed that when you consume them, they get inside, they start to compromise your intestinal tract. Some of them will have glyphosate, some will have 2,4-D, some will have atrazine, some will have nanosilver, some will have a combination of all. All of them are going to have smart sensors or smart dust on them. If you're still having a problem understanding nanobiology, synthetic biology, nanotechnology or nanobiotechnology, then I want you to go to my website. So I don't have to repeat myself 500 times in a day. Go to my website. Look at augmentinforce.com. Scroll down. You will see a directory of content section. Scroll down a little more. You will see about 6 or 7 flashing reds. And I don't want to hear this crap. Oh, I can't handle that flashing red. Suck it up, cupcake. Click on the link and start to read. This is a matter of life and death, and the life that you might save may be your own. You need to understand this, okay? I get so incredibly frustrated when I hear people make these meager excuses about why they don't want to do something. And I never understood that, because my whole life I've gone through, you know, hellfire and brimstone. And God used to rip me a new ass almost every day. And some of you get caught up on things that I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you managed. I don't know how you made it this far in life, some of you. But you have no choice now. There is nothing to surrender to unless you want to be turned into dog food, or unless you want your DNA to be extracted so it can be added to a machination. That's all you've got. There is no backing. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to back up. So now I'm going to encourage you to take the bull by the horn, go to that site, augmentinforce.com. Start reading those nano links. Look at all of them. If you don't understand them, start looking up the words you don't understand in a dictionary. All you can do is type www.dictionary.com. You don't even have to go to a dictionary. It's already online. Start understanding the nature of your adversary. Because if you don't, you will one day wake up dead in a laboratory box wondering how you got there. And find out that some pieces of your personage may be missing. This is a real deal that we're dealing with today. Your food supply, this is the other thing. There is no organics. None. It's virtually impossible to do today. The farmer could have the most well-intended principle to put the best seed he knows in the ground. But once that nano crap from the sky comes down, once glyphosate is sprayed on the field, glyphosates take 7 years to break down. It's an antibacterial. It resists the bacteria in the soil. Now, I'm going to give you another thing to think about. GMO pollen travels 1.5 miles every hour. North, northeast, east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest. Imagine that, 1.5 miles an hour. In the course of a day, it travels approximately 40 miles, give or take, 40 miles. In 1 week, that's 280 miles in all directions. In 1 month, that's 1,160 miles in all directions. In 1 year, you're close to 20 or 30,000 miles in a year. If I did my math right, just see 1160, 12. Go 25,000. Just round it up to 25,000. 25,000 miles in a year. Come on back, and we're going to talk about the math on this so you can see what's going on. All right, talk to you in a bit. Hey, we're back. We're back. We're back. All right, I did the math while we were gone. 1,120 miles a month, 13,440 miles a year. Okay, so let's just say 13,000 miles a year. I'm going back to what I was talking about prior to the break about pollen spreading. Okay, almost 40 miles a day. 13,000 miles a year, and it's been going on since the 70s. You do the math. Do the math. Okay, in one decade, that's over 134,000 miles. Okay, in five decades, we're close to 700,000 miles. And we're talking every which direction. North, south, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. Pretty well covers the scale. Now, let's take another aspect of this, shall we? Now, that pollen is in the air. And as you can see, the volume of this pollen has increased incrementally over several decades. Now you're breathing in this genetically engineered material. And in each decade that you've been breathing this in, more and more of you have had respiratory issues, cortisol issues, hormonal issues, brain issues, digestive disorders, skin issues, and the list goes on and on and on. Then, in the same course of time, since 1947, they have been spraying chemtrails in the sky. First, it was called chaff. Chaff was a military exercise in spraying the sky to remove any possible direct hit by an enemy missile. And it continued on until, I think, the late 1990s, early 2000, or maybe it was late 2000. Early 2000, where somebody came up with this idea of putting this material into a hurricane in order to dry it up and break it down. And they had been spraying stuff in the sky long before this. So this was also an added component to a lot of your DNA being damaged. Then they added silica. Silica. Okay. Now let me read something to you about silica. Because some of you are still on this thing about, should I eat horsetail? Should I eat this? Should I eat that? Number one. You do not have any way of breaking down silica. If anybody's telling you that, they're FOS. And I don't mean fructooxoglucaride either. I'm talking about something else. FOS. Number two, you can translocate silica. This is true by combining it with either phosphorus or some other saponin material, which will translocate it into a cell. This can be done. Doesn't mean it's a good thing, but it means that it can be translocated. Still, you cannot break it down. Then it reacts with your DNA strands of your cell, causing cellular damage. Now, let me read this to you so that you get this. Okay, oxidative DNA damage by crystalline silica. Using a simple DNA strand breakage assay, the production of oxygen species, probably hydroxyl free radicals and buffer suspension of crystalline silica at a pH of 7.4. DNA damage was affected by the presence of oxygen that was accelerated by the SOD and the hydrogen peroxide, and deferoxamine blocked damage by hydrogen peroxide and silica, but accelerate DNA damage. And silica accelerated DNA damage. By silica alone, and superoxide or SOD and silica. See what happens? Your body produces an SOD in it, which is an antioxidant response in order to protect the system from having damaged cells. But apparently, when the superoxide dismutase and silica get together, it has a dynamic duel, and the silica activates the DNA damage with the SOD. So by taking an SOD supplement like copper and zinc, and then you're taking and it's got in there. silicon dioxide, you are now creating a chemical reaction to affect the body's cellular matrix and causing DNA damage. Take a look at your vitamins that have copper and zinc in them, and if it's got silicon dioxide in it, guess what? It's a hijack. It's a total hijack. DNA damages was blocked by catalase and by scavenging agents of dimethyl sulfoxide. Dimethyl sulfoxide, you know what that is? DMSO. We can use DMSO to get this crap out of us. Ooh, can you dig it? Can you dig it? A sulfur can get it out. Yes. Okay. And sodium benzoate. And sodium benzoate, which they tell you is bad for you. Sodium is salt, is a benzene salt. Because the salt will get into and connect with the silica and pull it out. Chemical etching of crystalline silica is removed impurities by treatment of the surface with hydrofluoric acid, which we do not produce. We can't produce this acid. If we had this acid, it would literally burn a hole right through you. Okay? So when we're looking at these things that they're telling us, again, be careful what they're telling you. Okay, even preparation of crystalline silica previously characterized as highly pure contain trace iron impurities in amounts significant enough to produce oxygen-free radicals in an aqueous suspension. So if they have a little iron in them, it also makes silica a free radical. Yay! We are going to sell you because you need it for your hair and nails. So this is why I say when they show you a deck of cards, they will show you the ace of spades. They will show you the cover of the card, but you don't see the sides, the top, the right, left, and bottom, and you don't see what's behind the card. They knew about this in 1960 when they were putting it in the feed. And when they gave it to the feed, they saw that all of a sudden there was a reaction going on in the DNA. Too bad they don't have the same ethical, moral compass they had back then. They quit studying it, and then the health industry said, "Oh, they lied. They don't know." Blah blah. Nobody looked at this. I never use silica for anything, and my hair and nails are fine. I do use a lot of sulfur. I do use a lot of protein in my diet, that and fat. And I find I have no problem with my skin and hair. And I'm also using other minerals. And in acid base, I mix my minerals in acids. Any acid will work, and it doesn't have to be fulvic acid. Even acetic acid, butyric acid, propionic acid, lactic acid will work, and will work just as good as any other acid that they tell you. Mix acid with minerals, and you're going to get a positive effect. So I wanted to get this across to you that when they are telling you things in regard to some of these supplements. Let's go to horsetail. See, the shame to fame to horsetail is because it's got silica. But if you actually look at horsetail, it's also got a whole lot of other properties in there as well. Lots of minerals and some proteins. So if you're having a response with silica or with horsetail, it's because it's a combination of everything that's in that plant giving your system what it needs. Now, if there's other things in there that can bind with the silica, it will probably pull it out. If not, then you're also putting it in. This is where we're at today in understanding what is being said. This is why I tell you guys all the time, the gurus we have today ain't worth a fiddler's fart. They don't have enough... They don't have enough brains. They're dumb as a bag of rocks, most of them. They just know how to make a presentation to deceive and weave you, because none of you look at the stuff correctly. When you're doing research, you don't want to just look at it from one angle. Weigh both sides. When I hear all these new products coming out and they got a silica base to them, I immediately recognize that they are ready to screw you some way, somehow. And you may not see it initially because it's a brand new product. Same thing if they're putting a liposome on a product, carbon or whatever, and they're giving it to you. Nanobiology feeds on carbon. And there's really no way to test whether that's coming out or not, because your body produces carbon anyway through the oxidation. So what, you know, like I said, this is another one of these hocus pocus, you know, BS things. There is absolutely nothing about these newer products today other than the fact they're designed to further compromise you and just for you to spend more money. So when we're looking at things today, focus on your DNA. Focus on your mitochondria, okay? When you're doing your research, look for things that are going to support DNA, support the regeneration of DNA, support the mitochondria, to support the regeneration of the mitochondria, to support the ATP and how to increase the production of ATP or to support ATP. You know, your genetic code. What supports your genetic code? Vitamin C. Anybody hear of vitamin C or ascorbic acid? Anybody ever hear about that? That's been around for 90 bloody years, and it works. It worked then. It works now. You know what doesn't work? The gurus that attack it. These butt wipes couldn't wipe their nose. It was right with a handkerchief. That's how dumb they are. But they will present something to you with some sort of hocus-pocus science to tell you that this stuff is no good. Yet here we've had it since the early 30s, curing cancers, extending telomeres, removing autoimmune disorders, helping support adrenals, helping support skin, connective tissue production, you know, fight against STDs, viruses. And here we are saying today, oh, it's no good. No, you shouldn't use that. You should use this crap over here. It's got no vitamin C in it, a lot of bioflavonoid, and it's going to cost you 10 times more. That's what you should be buying. That's how you have to understand the nature of the marketing in this business. It's terrible what has happened to it. It's downright an atrocity what's happened to it. The worst thing that has happened to this industry, other than the FDA getting involved with it, is doctors infiltrating it and taking it apart piece by piece by piece. And it's too bad, because 98% of these doctors aren't worth a fiddler's fart, period. They don't know nothing. They know how to present because they're a doctor. They've got your undivided attention, which I can't figure out either, because doctors have not cured nothing, zero, nada, since the 50s. There hasn't been one cure come out of the medical field, so I have no idea why anybody gives these guys any credibility whatsoever. What have they done? Zip. When you get sick, you go to a doctor, because you don't know what to do, so you're putting your faith in something that hasn't done anything. That's the oxymoron behind this. So I don't get this either. I'm one of those dumb, really dumb people that don't understand things like that. Why would I go to an institution that hasn't done jack diddly for over almost 60 years? Almost 70 years, hasn't done jack diddly for almost 70 years, and people are still going to them and getting absolutely nothing done, and in fact becoming more and more violated and dysfunctional every time they see a doctor. Haven't you noticed that? You got any? How many of you got relatives or friends that are sick and they keep going to the doctor, and every time they come home they get a new prescription? And they're not getting any better. That to me is an oxymoron and a half. I don't get it. You know, I'm just too stupid that way. I don't get it. You know, I just do not understand that idea. Just call me a dumb arse, because I'm dumb that way. I just don't see. I'm going to go to an institution that has done nothing for 70 years other than cost me money and cost my life. Shortened my lifespan, infected me, violated me, and to this very day it's got people on the verge of believing, and I can't get over this one too. Free vaccine, and they're lined up around the block. Nobody asked the doctor, hey doctor, what's in that? Can you mind me telling me? Do you have the ingredient list to that vaccine? I'd like to take a look at it. I'd like to read. I'd like to see what you're going to put inside my body. I want to see what what side effects it has, if it's going to cause genetic damage or DNA damage, or maybe something worse like termination of life. Oh, you're putting that into my child. Let me see here. Doctor, can I see, have the ingredient list? Can I have a look at the ingredient list? I like to be able to read what you're putting into my son and daughter. I want to make sure, because I'm trying to give my son and daughter the best opportunity, advantage, and the best possible health care money can buy that I can afford. So I'd like to know what you're putting into my child. What? Aborted babies? What is this? Why is that going into my child? Wait, what? Mercury? What is this? Why is that? Aluminum? Wait, sheep's blood? Monkey kidneys? Wait a minute. Eggs? Cow? Blood? Diploid cells? Human diploid cells? Oh, wait, what's this one here? Oh, wow, this stimulates some kind of storm. That's going to affect my immune system. Wait, whoa, what? Holy jumping. What are you doing? What are you putting in my child? See, do you ever do that? Then the other nonsense, oh, if I don't give my kid a vaccine, he can't go to school. Look around you. Look really hard around you. Look what's going to school. Look what's coming out of those schools. Dummies. I can't say what I want to say on the show because it's very, very salt of the earth language, but these are dummies. And your child is going to learn to become a dummy. So how does that, see, this is another one of those things I don't get either. How does that equate to me? Give a child a vaccine, cause them genetic damage, send them to school, turn them into dummies. Something's wrong with that picture. At least that's how I see it. So, get with it. Start thinking. Look at things the way they are. Change is always uncomfortable. Trust me, I know I've been through so many of them. And there was never one that I really ever liked. Always some kind of discomfort that come along. That's life. Period. That is life. You know, life is about change and evolution. And God is trying to evolve us to become more like Him. Okay? But we keep getting caught, we keep getting distracted with this illusion and this lie. And that's our problem, all of us. You know, we get caught up in this lie. God doesn't even get credit for building the planet, nor does He get credit for producing the galaxy we're in, or the sun hanging above us. Never gets credit for that. We always got this other horse hockey, Mother Earth and Gaia and all this. They didn't do nothing. God created them too. But does He get credit for it? No. So God is trying to evolve us, and so we got to shake off these illusions. So if you're being afflicted with something, maybe it's God tapping you on the shoulder saying, time to wake up. Time to wake up. And don't hit the snooze button. You don't have time for snooze. Get up, get educated, gain wisdom, gain knowledge, gain experience, because now it's time to grow. You know, we got to follow the template. And we can't follow the template if we keep listening to these dumb people, or whatever they are, morons, and follow them. And especially the gurus, please don't listen to gurus. Do your research. Hear the thing that they're talking about, go look it up. And don't just look up the research that they did, go look up the research that's actually been done on it. You know what I mean? That's the best suggestion I can give you. Okay, the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is a network you might want to support, to keep getting programs that are going to give you what you need to keep you, to allow you to evolve the way you're supposed to. That's probably the best way of putting it. So if you can, support the Micro Effect. Bye-bye, Blue Sky and myself. Come April 6th through 8th, we're going to be in Toronto. We're going to be at the Green Show. We're going to try to show you what we can show you about chemtrails, inform you about chemtrails, inform you about genetics, inform you about DNA and nano and synthetic biology, and then offer some solutions. We're going to try to show you how maybe to make these things at home so that you can do it. This is the idea we did one of those videos, so you can do it. So we're going to be there April 6th through 8th. Come on by, say hi. I got my website, augmentinforce.com. Feel free to go there, check out the site, download everything. There's all kinds of information on the nano and synthetic biology. Read it. Understand it. It might overwhelm you. Get over it. You're at war. If you don't get over it, it's gonna roll over you. End of story. So go check out the site. Look at all the things that are there. Look, there's a regenerating colon link there. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Regenerating the colon link. Look at that. Check it out. All right. We also have a catalog link there. Feel free to access the catalog. There's all kinds of things. There's buckets, repulsors, triangles, books, DVDs, flash drives, T-shirts. Everything's there. Feel free. Feel free to check it out. Download whatever you like. I don't need your firstborn. I don't need your credit card. I don't need anything just for you to get knowledgeable and wisdom and able to do things. That's all that's required. All right, check it out. Get the site, augmentedforce.com. If you need a consultation, 519-977-5351. And if you're going to fool around and try to do a song and dance, you know, about what's going on, I'm going to tell you straight out, I'm a very salt of the earth type of guy. Even when I talk to people, I don't mince words. If you can't handle that kind of direct, a direct truth, you might want to find somebody a little softer. Because if you're going to dicker with me and waste my time and yours, I will tell you straight out, you're not interested in really getting healthy. That's the way I roll. I don't have the time. Those of us from the 50s have that mentality. We're old, we're cranky, and we're seeing the effect of what's going on the planet, and we will tell it the way it is. And that's how it should be. Because all this placating and you know, prettiness and all this aesthetics isn't helping anything. Look at it the way things are. And that's how I look at things. Hopefully you do too. Alrighty, I just want to get that through you. I haven't got a chance to get into the whole genetic thing, but I just start off with apigenin and luteolin. So I encourage you to go look up these L-U-T-E-O-L-I-N, luteolin, L-U-T-E-O-L-I-N, and apigenin, A-P-I-G-I-N-E-N, apigenin, A-P-I-G-I-N-E-N. The homework assignment is to go look these two things up. See how they can benefit your DNA. See how they can benefit your genetic code. See how they can benefit your endocrine system. Okay? Take a look. Take a walk on the wild side. Get healthy. Get whole. I think it's a good thing. Get your brains back. Start applying things. Start building things. You might be surprised at your own abilities. You might be surprised, eh? But those are the things you want to start with, okay? You want to start looking at lysine, zinc, copper. Get with it. All righty, listen, time's up. I'm glad you came by. We'll see you next week. Till then, get with it, eh? Study, get approved. All right, talk to you in a bit.